This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
There is a tremendous upside, but we have to keep in mind he's 18 years young.
Yeah, well, he's also a very smart player. He's seen a lot of basketball as well. He played for the youth categories in France, and now he was by himself in Germany, and he had to mature very quickly. And I think he's the second youngest player mm-hmm. in our draft. After Cooper Flagg, so he doesn't turn 19 until December.
Score Evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
All right, hour number 2, Score Evenings, Judson Richards along with you on 670 The Score. We will get into our poll question coming up at 7:30, discussing on a night of stars in the All-Star Game. Has Pequot Armstrong completely stolen the shine from Caleb Williams and Connor Bedard? We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. But I was really impressed with the shine of Noah Essengay, especially how he looked game one all the way until game three. Just two games better, was drastically better. Went for 21 points in 31 minutes and win over the Indiana Pacers. The guy that I kept seeing on my TV screen, Chuck, I could see you sitting there enjoying that game. Chuck Swirsky joins us now, the voice of the Bulls on 6-7 The Score. Chuck, thanks for joining us. How's Las Vegas?
Well, actually, I arrived from Vegas a couple hours ago, so here I am.
Oh, you're home.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I enjoy the summer league. I'm really not a Vegas person. It really doesn't match my personality. But when you have an opportunity to watch basketball from noon until midnight, it's great. I mean, it is a universe of basketball luminaries, and I get a chance to see young players perform, and for them, the opportunity to compete for a spot, either on the NBA scale, G League, Europe, you name it, it's fabulous.
Chuck, I got to tell you, I am not a Vegas guy either. I also went to UNLV for a semester, just to give an idea that I could not get out of there fast enough. But you're right, a lot of great basketball. Let's talk about Noah Essengay. Game one, he almost was a little non-existent. Like, I just felt like he was kind of standing in the corner as the offense got down the court. Game two, he got bruised up. I heard them say on the broadcast that he was expected not to play in game three. And then he did, so that ultimately tells you he really, really wanted to play. 21 points, three threes. I felt like you could really see him kind of get over the enormity of being attached to the Bulls with the way he played in Game 3.
Yeah, well, I think, listen, when you get beat by, 47 by Toronto in the first Summer League
right.
game, I mean, the whole team, I mean, they took a punch in the mouth and they didn't respond at all. And it wasn't just Essengay, it was the whole club. But you're right. I mean, Essengay in his first NBA type, it's really not. But in this case, with a few vets on the floor with Shed and Walter and, the Raptors have a good collection of some nice young talent. But, I mean, the first game, it was like a welcome to a summer league moment where all the lights were bright and, you know, just up and down the floor. And he's a very good transition player, as you saw. But there's games two where he got banged up a little bit, but he played better. And then the game yesterday was fantastic. I mean, you know, where he started to get in a rhythm. He hit a three. He blocked a shot. He's running the floor. And he's a very intelligent player. But as we played that clip with Arturas, he's 18 years young. And that's what we have to keep in mind. I mean, once he gets into training camp and he gets a taste of preseason ball, and I don't know how much he's going to play. That'll work itself out. Justin, let me tell you what, this is a completely different animal altogether.
No doubt. No doubt. He is the voice of the Bulls. Talk some hoops with Chuck Swirsky on 6-7 The Score. Judson Richards along with you. Chuck, what was it like to see Matas? You could see that they really wanted to have him get some work in of running the ball up and down the floor, the ball in his hand more, distributing. And you can just see the confidence, right, whether it's the you know him being a year older or just the back half of the season that he had. But what did you make of how Matas performed in the summer league and what the Bulls were asking him to do?
Well, number one, I think it's great what they asked him to do and to put the ball in his hands as a facilitator, but also run high pick and rolls along with playing off the ball as well. You know, last year he was on single coverage when he had the ball coming off a wing or running, you know, that slant cut. Well, in the summer league, they were throwing blitzes at him. They were throwing hard two-man defenses, and they wanted to find out, number one, can he dribble out of a double? Number two, can he get the ball out of his hands quickly? And number three, can he create a shot off the dribble? So all those things, and I thought he did very, very well. And but again, you know, this is going to be year two, and he's on the scouting report. He's going to be on page one, or maybe yep. Last year he was on page three to start, and then kind of rose up to page two in the last month and a half of the season. But this year, make no question about it, he's on page one. And with that comes a lot of responsibility, but if anyone can handle it, it's going to be Matas. Because he, and I've said this 1,000 times, there are players who like the game, and there are players who love the game. And he loves the game. This guy would play every day if he could. And so I think what the Bulls have done and the way they have brought him along last year with Billy Donovan making sure that he earned the minutes. He just wasn't given minutes. And now the maturation of what we saw, and it's only going to get better.
Chuck, you look like he's put some weight on too.
Yes, he did. He's put about 10 pounds on. He wants to put on, he told me the other day, and we played that interview, and I don't know if you're going to play it tonight or not. It's in the Score audio vault. And it was really a very revealing interview with Matas regarding his mental state last year, because he really got down on himself. And it was interesting because he talked about how important mental wellness is. But he also talked about putting on muscle mass because, you know, teams were starting to try and play him tough and physical, and he knows that's going to happen this year. And so I think he wants to put on another few pounds, but not to the extent where he's going to lose his agility.
Yeah, I could think of another Chicago Bull who was getting beat up a lot and thought, hey, I may need to put some weight on, get a little bit stronger. And he had a pretty good career way back in the 80s and the 90s, Chuck. Yeah, he certainly did.
Yeah.
And you can see it.
We aren't going to mention him and Matas in the same breath yet.
No. But and I'll give Matas credit. He put that weight on, but that windmill dunk, it didn't look like it affected his vertical, as he certainly knows how to draw himself to a highlight. You know who I really enjoyed? Chuck Swirsky. Go ahead, Chuck.
No, I was just going to say, can we talk about the elephant in the room for a moment regarding Johnny Furphy and his dunk on Essengay?
I would love to.
I have to get this off because I got criticized on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, because I went after the two ESPN anchors who on set, on live, found it so comical because of Essengay's facial expression on the dunk. And then, of course, the still picture of Essengay and the anchors lost it. I mean, they were just laughing, having a good time. And so I thought, you know what? This kid is 18 years old. He's just played in his third summer league game. And, you know, I get it. You have to put the dunk on. I understand that. I didn't have a fault with that. What I did have the fault is that they magnified his facial expression on the dunk. And everyone has seen it now. It's all over the globe. And I thought, you know what? How come they don't do this for every posterization when you could probably do the same thing to the defender, but they picked this guy? And, I mean, it was an incredible dunk. I'm not taking anything away from Johnny Furphy, who's a really good player. I liked him at Kansas, and he's going to fit in the rotation in his second year with Indiana. I don't think there's any doubt about that because he's going to be a really good player for them. But, you know, I mean, if the ESPN anchors want to go there, yeah, how would they like it if someone took clips of them screwing up on the air, misreading, you know, an in-cue for tape, or, you know, just not pronouncing names correctly, whatever the case, and it happens to all of us. But, I mean, you know, I don't think they think it'd be very funny because they would be embarrassed. Well, what do you think they did to an 18-year-old kid? So I mentioned that on my account, and I got killed because people are saying, well, you know, this is what he signed up for. Yeah, he did sign up to be an NBA player. But that doesn't take away the fact that ESPN took advantage of a moment and made it something where they threw this kid under the bus. That's all I'm saying.
And Chuck, I think a big part of one of the reasons why you reacted the way you did is because he's fresh out of high school, virtually, right? It you know, it's the age and the youthfulness, I think, is what upsets you, right? At least from the way that I saw it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what? Everyone's going to get dunked on, Judson.
Yep.
Everyone. LeBron got dunked on. Kobe got dunked on. MJ got dunked on. I mean, it happens. These players are great. They're athletically in another stratosphere in the world of sports and competition. It's going to happen to everyone. And in turn, one day, if not in summer league ball or preseason or regular season, guess what? Essanguay is going to posterize somebody. It happens. Kobe posterized Wemby at the United Center, right? So I'm just disappointed that the anchors, how they embellished, you know, their comedic, I guess, comedic response to the dunk. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Chuck, I thought you were going to bring up you saying that LeBron James wasn't even the top seven.
No, he's not.
That was a good take you had, at least a firm take that you had on Twitter as well.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm dating myself now, but from the standpoint, especially in Chicago, no one has covered the NBA longer than I have in the market. Sam Smith, who is a fantastic writer for Bulls.com, was covering the Jordan years, but he started his career in government as far as covering, you know, the president and the Senate and the Congress. And he was working for the Tribune in that department before he slid over to sports. I've covered and seen NBA basketball since the 70s. And so I saw Chamberlain play. I saw Russell play. I saw Oscar Robertson play. I've seen everyone. I saw Kareem in his prime. And as much as LeBron is LeBron, and he chased a ring. And so, to me, I know it was a different culture, different mindset during that generation of Wilt and Russell and all those, but I'm talking about just the players I've seen. I can name you at least seven that are better than LeBron. And LeBron is great. This is not a question of him being a chump. He is a great, great player. But I'm talking about Russell has how many rings, Judson? He's got 11, okay? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was so good in college that the NCAA prevented him from dunking. I mean, come on, seriously? Yes, you can look it up, Google it. Oscar Robertson was the first player that you could say was a legitimate, and you can look it up, a triple-double player. All these players that I'm talking about, Wilt Chamberlain, who never fouled out of a game, and you can look at how many minutes he played per game, what he averaged scoring-wise, rebounding. I mean, it was phenomenal. LeBron James is great, but he is not in my top seven.
Again, if you want the list of who's ahead of LeBron, Chuck laid it out there very clearly on X. We'll call it X. CTS Bulls is where you can find Chuck Swirsky on Twitter. Although, you know, he's been busy after the Essengay thing. And we'll turn the page on that, Chuck. I'll just say on that, by the way, you know what's worse than me, in my opinion, again, posterized? The guy who runs out of the way underneath the basket because he's afraid that he might be seen in a highlight later on that night. So, you know, the guy that actually shows up to either try to block the dunk or ended up getting postered is the one that has shown real stones out there on the floor for me.
Again, you know what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen again to him one day. And we don't know when that day is going to be, but it's going to happen. It happens to everybody.
Chuck, I do want to ask you about your conversation with Arturis Karnišovas. Great stuff. We've revisited a lot throughout the day on the station, but what was your biggest takeaway with AK?
Well, I think that right now, and he mentioned this, during his postseason recap, is that, you know, you're going to have to be patient. And what patient means is that people who are expecting an 18-year-old kid come in to be an impact player, it's not going to happen, okay? We're not talking about Cooper Flagg here. We're talking about an 18-year-old who did play at a very high level in the German league. And by all accounts, and I've talked to people in the Euro league, by the way, who saw this kid play, and they have a tremendous amount of respect for where he will go and be in a few years. But those few years, we are going to take baby steps. As a matter of fact, I talked to two different general managers that I know personally who will tell me the truth, not what they put a spin on it. And I talked to two different general managers in the NBA, and they told me they had him anywhere between 10 to 16 in the draft. So, you know what? I don't think the Bulls, all of a sudden, they took a kid that was expected to go 23 and they moved him up to 12. That didn't happen. He went where he was supposed to go in that window. So I think people, I took out of that conversation about the identity now that they're trying to work on the defensive side, that they've already got, you know, some offense. Not saying that they're done with that, but I think they do want to shore up defensively.
Chuck, really enjoyed it as usual. Again, I was seeing you there on, you know, on the broadcast. You were sitting underneath one of the baskets, and this guy we were watching, Noah, I mean, he was like a different player from game one to game three after Essengay went for 21 points, you know, three threes, looked confident, looked like he wanted the ball, attacked the rim. So, you know, good stuff. 18 years old. Thanks for your time, Chuck. Enjoy your weekend. No, what day is it?
Right.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. I'm in all-star break mode, Chuck.
Hey, by the way, you know what? My son went to UNLV.
He did. He lasted longer than I did.
Yes, he got his degree.
Well, good. What year was he there?
He was there, he graduated in 2015. So, and then he got an internship with the Trailblazers, and that started his road. And he was the head coach of the Memphis Hustle, the G League. But when Taylor Jenkins got released, you know, people who were connected, you know, the new head coach wants his own people, and it just comes with the territory. So now he's on the staff of the Washington Go-Go's, which is the G League team of the Wizards.
Well, I was there 2002, maybe. So we missed each other by a few years, Chuck. But please, at one point in time, we were walking the same, I would say hallways, but it was outside in about 116 degrees. Kind of miserable.
Well, you know what, Judson? They got a UNLV's basketball program, they have really hit the wall. And, I mean, the days are long gone of Jerry Tarkanian, obviously, even though every coach that is there is in the shadows of Tark. But, I mean, with an expansion team probably coming in a few years and everything that's going on with Vegas with hockey now and the Raiders, UNLV, that basketball program, and they got Josh Painter now as the head coach, they got a long way to go.
They certainly do. And, by the way, don't let anyone call them the running rebels. Only the basketball team is the Running Rebels. The rest of the sports teams there, just the Rebels. Chuck, I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
All right. Okay. Be well.
All right. Good stuff. Chuck Swirsky. I did not get to ask Chuck about he's listed as the shortest player in the NBA, and I have really enjoyed watching him play. Yuki Kawamura of the Bulls. Have you seen this guy? I think he did play in the NBA briefly with the Memphis Grizzlies last year, but gosh, I mean, you see he's 5'8", sounded 5 inches taller than I may have guessed that he was, but that's because he's in the NBA at 5'8", running around guys who, you know, probably average a height of 6'8". But it'll be interesting to see if he makes the team. And we're going to get into the poll question. I'll lay that out for you in just a minute. I do want to go over what happened with Noah Essengay. If you were like, what? I don't know what Chuck is talking about, because Chuck said I need to address the elephant in the room. You can imagine what the comments on his ex have been for him to feel like he needed to address it. So we'll go over what happened. We'll give our thoughts and whether they thought that or we thought it was, you know, really, really unfair to what they did to Essengay. Or maybe we didn't. We'll talk about that. Also, here's the poll question. Which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him? PCA, Caleb Williams, Connor Bedard, or other? We are up to almost 1,000 votes. I'm stretching it because we're at 643. But I got to tell you, I'll tell you right now, it is not Pete Crow Armstrong in the lead. We'll tell you who is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh my goodness.
Cocked it way back.
My goodness. That was in the top 10 out here, maybe all time.
Down under. Wow. Incredible how he brought that ball back. Look at this. Whoa. Look at him bring that back.
All right, that was the call last night as the Bulls, they did end up beating the Pacers. 114-105 was the final score in that NBA Summer League game. Judson Richards back here with you all the way until 9 o'clock on 6-7 The Score. A great interview with Chuck Swirsky, the voice of the Bulls, at the top of the hour here. And Chuck felt like he needed, I was going to get to it anyways, I was going to save it until the end of our conversation, but Chuck felt like he wanted to get to it immediately. Because Chuck took issue with what happened on SportsCenter later that night after that dunk. Not only did Johnny Furphy, what a name, Johnny Furphy, that was an incredible dunk. Like you know, even if you took what unfolded out of it, that was a spectacular highlight for Furphy. But then things got a little interesting because as you froze, or there was a great photo actually taken in mid-dunk, as Noah Essengay, the Bulls' very, very young first-round selection, the 18-year-old, went to block or attempt to block the dunk, was making somewhat of a funny face. Listen, what would your face look like if someone was about to just try to shatter the rim on top of you? Would you end up looking cool? Probably not. But this was SportsCenter's reaction to it.
Loving it. Here's how it sounded.
Anybody to be healthy. I think we'll see SportsCenter tonight with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Putting Noah Essengay on a poster.
That's the worst poster I've seen in my life.
Wait, is that real?
That's not real, right?
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, I gotta continue. That was rough.
Okay, hang on. The Wings in the Sky. Nafisa Collier is leading the league.
He's not coming.
With 9:25. He looked unwell. First quarter. 3 minutes left. The Wings up two, make it five. Oh, Nafisa Collier connected on that three.
All right, so that was SportsCenter's reaction. They somewhat lost it on the set. And Chuck Swirsky, Now, Chuck seems like a guy to me who, if someone's being bullied, he's not going to stay in his chair, he's not going to bite his tongue, and he's going to stand up for him. And I think Chuck's on 18-year-old and really to on SportsCenter having a good laugh. And Chuck virtually said, what if we relived your worst moments on television? How would you feel about that? You know, this photo, it has, I would say it's gone viral. It's made its way to art, but make it sports. Do you know that count? That account has 571,000 followers where they take a photo or they take a piece of art from, I don't know, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, whatever they can find that looks like it. And so that photo of Noah Essengay has made it all the way to there. It was a reminder of one thing. Don't have your worst moment during the All-Star break. Like, don't have an embarrassing moment or something that has a chance of being relived regularly or going viral in virtually the slowest time in sports. Tomorrow night will be the ESPYs. You know why the ESPYs choose that night to cover the sports? Because there's virtually no sports happening, except for maybe the WNBA and the NBA Summer League. But most importantly, the NFL is not happening, right? We're out of the NBA playoffs, we're out of the NHL playoffs, and then the other major sport that we cover isn't doing anything because Major League Baseball is off until they get started again on Friday. So it's a chance for the ESPYs to try to garner sports fans' eyes. And as we try and chase content as much as possible, in a downtime, things are just going to get relived. So I was watching SportsCenter have a good laugh at this. It was a reminder, oof, rough timing for the kid because there just isn't a lot of time to take up other space. But he made a funny face. I did not take it as hard as Chuck because a funny face is a funny face. He made himself a funny face, right?
It's an objectively funny face.
I would objectively agree with you that it's simply just a funny face. Is it funny to Noah? Probably not, but listen, you know, part of chasing your dreams and wanting to be an NBA star is there's going to be parts of that that's going to be tough. There's going to be parts of that you may not have seen it coming, right? No, I'm sure Noah at one point in time thought, yeah, I may get dunked on. Is it going to be laughed at instead of just the oohs and the ahs? He may not have seen that one coming. But again, as Stud said, it is an objectively funny face. This is also an objectively good poll question that we have asked you today. And you'd also, you can let us know on the text line, 312-644-6767. You can call the show as well. Here's what we've been asking you, because this is an all-star kind of night. Right, the All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic. Did you know that the American League has won 11 of the last 12 All-Star Games? Utter domination from the American League. We'll see a PCA in center field, Kyle Tucker in right field hitting 7th and 9th, respectively, PCA hitting 9th. We'll see if they can help change that. Shane Smith will go for the Southsiders. He'll be representing the White Sox. Matthew Boyd is there. He will not pitch tonight. But since it is a night of stars, and for my money, really, Cubs fans should be basking in the Major League Baseball world introducing their new center fielder. You know, you are somewhat the envy of the baseball world when it comes to young stars that are incredibly fun to watch, right? Like, sure, the All-Stars, we love to always, you know, see an Aaron Judge or a Shohei Ohtani, the names that we know really, really well. This is Aaron Judge's 7th All-Star. But what I love about the All-Star Game, and it's why I'm so pumped that they're wearing the uniforms, except for the stupid red bill of the Caps. I am so out on the red bill of what should be the traditional blue hat for the Cubs, but most importantly, they're back to the uniforms. And so as you sit down and watch the Midsummer Classic, you know, you get a chance to learn about who are or who is the next collection of stars around Major League Baseball. And perhaps at the very top of that list is Pete Crow Armstrong. So since it's a night of young stars, or one specifically in Chicago, PCA, we thought we'd ask you, which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him? And ultimately, has PCA stolen the shine of our two number one overall picks in Chicago that are supposed to end up ultimately being Hall of Famers, or at least win a championship one day? And those other two are Caleb Williams and Connor Bedard. And we left an option on my Twitter at Judson Richards. If there's another, young name that you think perhaps in 10 or 15 years may have the best career of the young stars we're watching, then go ahead and let me know. As of now, I do not have any. We are 677 votes in. Not great. Not bad. Not the worst. PCA is virtually 2 percentage points ahead of Caleb Williams. So right now, Pete Crow Armstrong, 44%. Caleb Williams coming in at about 42.8%. Connor Bedard at 12.9%. And then the other is 0.1%. So still waiting for someone to make a good case about our young stars in Chicago, who has the brightest future ahead of them. This is, you know, interesting to just kind of take a look at baseball versus the NFL and NHL. One thing we should absolutely mention, Connor Bedard will be 20 on Thursday, all right? So Connor has done a lot of great things in 2 years. The word teenager is attached to all of them because he's so incredibly young. Caleb Williams and PCA, both 23 years of age, they're only 5 months apart. I can remember Pete Crow Armstrong's birthday. It's March 25th because that's my dad's birthday as well. Caleb will turn 24 in November, I believe. So PCA and Caleb about the same age. Connor Bedard is a kid compared to those two. He's still 19. But the interesting part about baseball is it's a very individualized game. You know, you step to the plate and you are one-on-one against that pitcher. Pete Crow Armstrong in center field, the things that he does that is spectacular, Craig Counsell isn't drawing up the play to put him in a place to succeed. So we're watching Crow Armstrong do this thing on his own, but I don't know if that allows us to project that he'll be the best of them. Because at some point, I do think the roster for the Blackhawks will get much better. And so Connor Bedard will be surrounded by players that will make him better. He will get older, he will improve, and he'll be surrounded by a better roster. And then we all know what Caleb Williams has coming for him that's supposed to make him better with the group that surrounds him. And then Pete Crow Armstrong, you know, he's not going to have Craig Counsell in his ear telling him what pitch to swing it as it's coming. Caleb Williams is going to have his head coach in his ear. So we are talking about such an individual sport versus a team game. And how does that affect ultimately the careers of Caleb Williams and Connor Bedard? And after 10 or 15 years from now, who's got the best shot? 312-644-6767.
Can I tell you who I voted for?
Yes, I would love to hear your votes, Doug.
So this might shock some people out there because I am still probably known as the biggest Bears fan at the station. I voted for Connor Bedard.
You did?
I still think that my hockey knowledge is fairly novice, but I can't forget the first time I watched Connor Bedard play for the Blackhawks, how he popped off the screen in a way that I hadn't seen a Blackhawks player pop since the likes of, you know, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, mm-hmm. Duncan Keith, you know, the championship runs. He's so obviously the best player on the ice at times, not all the time, but the talent is just dripping off of him. And the talent around him has been so bad. He hasn't had an opportunity, I think, to like really be the type of player that he can be. And I remember when he was first drafted, and the talk leading up to the draft is pretty much everybody that knew anything about hockey said he's probably going to be the best Blackhawk player ever. And he still can be that. He's only 20 years old. He's still years away from his athletic prime. He's still 4 or 5 years away from his athletic prime, and he's showing you how good he already is. I think that he has the brightest future. I think they all have bright futures, for the record. But I think he still is going to end up... Who knows if they win a cup with him. But I think at the end of this, he probably... All these guys might have great careers. I think he ends up with the best one.
If you want to jump in on this, 312-644-6767. We're really debating PCA versus Caleb Williams versus Connor Bedard. And we hope that they are all great, but who has the brightest future ahead of them? And speaking of future, you know, the biggest future has got to be the 19-year-old with Connor Bedard, who, again, will turn 20 on Thursday. And it's not that he hasn't done anything. PCA is the fifth teenager in the past 30 years to record 30 assists in a season in fewer than 50 games. He's the only player, along with one other, in the last 35 years with 40 goals and 70 assists before turning 20 years old, along with Sidney Crosby. And as you mentioned, you know, the transcendent talent, the generational talent, they tend to not miss as often in other sports like in the NFL or like in the NHL, right? His hype was compared to Sidney Crosby, a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, and Connor McDavid, who is the best player in the game and is a future Hall of Famer. So, again, like the scouting, at least from a greatness and number one overall standpoint, seems to hit more than other sports. There's also a similarity, I think, between Caleb Williams and Connor Bedard, where Caleb, by the end of the season, I know that he beat the Green Bay Packers at the end of the year, but, you know, you watched him somewhat, I feel like, shrink in confidence because things were so poorly around him. Like the way that the team was operating, we know the losing streak. And when things aren't going well around you, ultimately, you can watch a player suffer because of it. And I feel like both Connor and Caleb, they could not reach who they were projected to be because of the situations that they were put into. But for PCA, who's got an individualized game, you know, if things get really good around those other two, then that may make it much easier for them as opposed to PCA, who's doing it on his own. And I'll say this, I think hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sorts. Right? Like, could Pecro Armstrong be a good hockey player? Yeah, I think he probably could. Could PCA go out there and maybe throw some touchdowns and run some RPOs and get you some touchdowns? Yeah, I think he probably could score you some points. Could Caleb Williams face Paul Skeens tonight and put the ball in play? Nah, I don't think he could, although PCA is a National League player, so I should have used Tarek Skubal as an example. And same goes for Connor Bedard. Like, do I think Connor could step to the plate and, you know, do what he's doing? No, I think PCA, from the three of them, I think is the most impressive, if I'm being honest. What do you say? 312-644-6767. Also, there is a list out there, the top 10 quarterback list, and it's not Caleb Williams I want to talk about. No. It's the guy who came in at number 5. He's a quarterback for the Washington Commanders. What does that tell us about Ryan Poles? We'll get into that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
All right, Judson Richards back here with you until 9 o'clock this evening. Thanks for joining us. The Midsummer Classic happening now. We just had an ABS challenge, which I feel like, listen, let's not tiptoe around it. The automated balls and strike system. Just run it out there for the second half of the season. There's only 66 games left to go anyways. There's only 40% left of the season. I say we just do this thing because, you know, it would be... As baseball has really gotten with the times and have made incredible strides with cleaning up the game or speeding up the game and the pitch clock and taking the shift away and like has been really, really smart because of Theo Epstein, there is nothing in sports that would be like a player on the field making a decision whether or not to challenge. It doesn't happen in sports. Now, one of the most unique things in sports that I've seen that baseball has, no one really talks about, is the warning track. Nowhere in sports, except for baseball, does your feet have to talk to your head about the decision that you make or where you're at on the field, right? It's pretty fascinating. The warning track is there for a reason. It's right there in the title. It's a warning that you're approaching a wall probably at full speed. So that I've always found pretty fascinating about the game, where your feet talk to your brain as you change surfaces. But then if they went and implemented ABS, and they're doing it in the All-Star game tonight, I'm guessing it'll be here in 2026, it would be so cool to have baseball be the first to have players making a decision and how that would affect the game. Like, if you're terrible at it, then you have to have – your team may tell you you're not allowed to tap your head. Because, again, the automated balls and strikes, only the catcher, the hitter, or the pitcher can challenge it. The manager is out of it. So it's happening tonight in the All-Star game. I find it to be, you know, a really cool wrinkle to the game. I enjoyed it in spring training. I think they should go ahead and just get to it. This list, if you will, ESPN surveyed league executives, coaches, and scouts to help them rank the top players at 11 different positions. You can imagine the one that garnered the most attention. That would be the quarterbacks. Now, no, Caleb Williams is not on this list. There is one quarterback, though, that's name is attached to Caleb Williams, and that's Jaden Daniels that came in at number 5. I'll give you the list. Patrick Mahomes, 1. Josh Allen, 2. Joe Burrow, 3. Lamar Jackson, 4. Then Jaden Daniels. Matthew Stafford, 6. Justin Herbert, 7. Jared Goff, 8. Give Jared Goff some respect. And then Jalen Hurts, number 9. Baker Mayfield at number 10. What I've found interesting about this is nationally, the conversation has been about Jalen Hurts, who just won a Super Bowl. And does Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl winner with the Philadelphia Eagles, deserve to be all the way down at number 9? No one seems to be pushing back at Jaden Daniels at number 5. And I found that interesting because he went number 2 overall behind Caleb Williams. And also the GM that made that decision just got a contract extension. Not to say that Caleb Williams can't ultimately have a better career. I still probably would bet on Caleb Williams. That only has to do with the hiring of Ben Johnson. But I still believe in Caleb. But it's worth noting that an organization that did pass on Patrick Mahomes, who's number 1 on the list, also passed on the guy who's number 5 on the list. But I also think it's worth noting a guy who was honorable mention, C.J. Stroud. Great number 1, great first year. Does not mean always great second year. Studs, what do you think of this list?
I think that I don't think I would argue with the people on the list, but having Jalen Hurts below Jared Goff and Matt Stafford feels wrong. I feel like I would take Jalen Hurts over those two. I would probably still take Justin Herbert over Jalen Hurts. Where the Jaden Daniels thing comes in, I think I would take the Super Bowl winner over. I mean, look, if you put Jaden Daniels in the Eagles offense,
you would take Jalen Hurts over Jaden Daniels?
I think I would, just because I've seen him reach the pinnacle of the sport and be awesome in the Super Bowl twice, actually. He had a, don't forget, the first time they lost to the Chiefs, he was awesome. He would have been MVP if the Chiefs hadn't won the game. And, you know, his team was so good this time around. He didn't have to do much in the game this last year. So I also find it weird the way that people talk about Jalen Hurts as if he has nothing to do with the way right. the Eagles win. He is vitally important to them. I do agree that you could put other quarterbacks in that offense and still have them be awesome because the team is that good.
And if you're looking at it statistically, every single one of these guys, 1 through 10, would take a major statistical step backwards if they had Saquon Barkley on their team.
Yes. Yeah. And if they had the Eagles offensive line.
Right, right. Which Jalen Hurts had both of those, and he does not deserve criticism for that. He just deserves, you know, maybe a congratulations at going in a second round to a team who is ready to be built the way that the Philadelphia Eagles are being built. But I think of two names when I see this list. I mentioned Ryan Poles. He's got to, you know, he's got to feel like, hey, I got to get going with the guy that I chose in front of Jaden Daniels. And I hope Caleb Williams sees this list. You know, Caleb is, I've got no criticism to offer because I think Ben Johnson shoots you straight. Like, as direct Ben Johnson was about Luther Burden not being able to practice with some of his ailments this offseason, I don't think Ben Johnson would give you the first guy in, last one to leave. Like, you know, I mean, he has been very, very positive about the work that Caleb Williams has been putting in this offseason. Because as athletically gifted as Caleb Williams is, like, for him to be better than Jaden Daniels, for him to make this list, he's going to have to work as hard as the top 10. He's not going to show up and just make the top 10 because he's got the capabilities that he's got. It's going to take all of the work. And I have to believe that he's putting it in because Ben Johnson told us so. And Ben is one of those where I think he may struggle to lie. Like maybe in a good and a bad way when he gets to the podium. It's going to be very interesting to see Ben after a loss or even a couple of difficult losses. Because he is as smart as he is, I think he's also a very emotional guy from what you heard about his time in Detroit. And he's going to want to have a court. He's going to want to have Caleb Williams make this list, or more importantly, he's going to want to have a quarterback of the Chicago Bears make this top 10 list. But I hope that, you know, did you see the studs? I saw that Caleb, his screensaver was someone holding up the Lombardi Trophy.
Good.
Have you heard this? Right? I try to keep up. I don't do the Instagram a lot. The athletes do the Instagram a lot. Like, I'll jump on Instagram maybe once a month, and I'll see that my wife has sent me some funny videos about, you know, parents with little kids, which is the life that we're living, and I'll get caught up on all of those. But, you know, that's where the athletes do their most work. I'm just saying, when it comes to bulletin board material, if you will, not that anyone has a bulletin board, I hope that Caleb is recognizing that no one seems to be debating that Jaden Daniels, the quarterback that went right behind him, is considered a top five quarterback. Let's stick with the Bears. My guy, Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times. There's an interesting storyline that is creeping up, not only in the NFL, but having to do with second rounders. And the Bears have a lot of them and contracts they haven't signed. We'll dive into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.